This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We bring you now to the curious intersection between the federal budget debate and American life expectancy. We're all living longer, and like everything else, our golden years bring with them some costs. For the government, that comes in the form of Social Security and Medicare benefits. But rolling back those programs seems to affect rich and poor unequally, which gets us back to life expectancy, as Marketplace's Sally Herships explains.
We're living longer, to the age of 78 on average, so why not start collecting Social Security benefits just a little bit later?
That's a seductive thought.
Eric Kingston teaches social work at Syracuse University. He says, before we start tinkering with our benefits, remember, Congress already raised the eligibility age by 2 years back in the 80s.
And so we're already cutting benefit for anyone born after 1959.
Kingston says Congress found delaying full benefits until the age of 67 would hurt almost a third of Americans. Now, he says, making the eligibility age even older will hit the poor the hardest, because while the wealthy are living longer, guess who is not?
Those on the lower end, the lower half of the income distribution, their life expectancies have stagnated and some have actually even reversed.
Maya Rockymore is president of consulting firm Global Policy Solutions. She says the change would mean the poor get a shorter retirement than the rich.
When you have people who disproportionately die at younger ages, their contributions to Social Security actually go to subsidize the retirement of people who are longer lived and higher income.
And as for the argument that since we're living longer, we can work longer, Eric Kingston says that also depends on your income. The wealthier you are, the better chance you have to choose how long to keep working. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.